Israel has been sharply criticised for stopping the entry of all food and other supplies into Gaza. Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Saar says there will be additional consequences if Hamas doesn't accept a new proposal to extend a fragile ceasefire. Now the first phase of the agreement has expired.
Negotiations should be connected to release of hostages. This is very important. As long as this principle will be met, we are ready for that. For 50 days, for 30 days, whatever.
Badr Abdelati, the foreign minister of Egypt, a key mediator in the conflict, has accused Israel of using starvation as a weapon.
Regarding the second phase of the ceasefire deal, each party must implement its obligations. This agreement must be implemented and it includes the full flow of aid. The use of aid as a weapon of collective punishment and starvation must not, cannot, and should not be allowed or accepted. This is completely unacceptable and represents a flagrant and explicit violation of international humanitarian law.
Hunger has been an issue throughout the war for Gaza's over 2 million people, and some aid experts had warned of possible famine. Negotiations on the second phase were meant to start a month ago, increasing the uncertainty around the fragile truce.